我们的服事啊，盼望都能够像玛利亚把那个香膏献上哦。
So we hope that our service can all be like Mary, who broke her alabaster flask with the oil.
啊，虽然有的人说，为什么这样浪费呢？可以拿来救济很多的穷人。
And some people said, why is it so wasteful? This could have been used to help the poor.
但是耶稣说啊，你们不要难为他。
But Jesus says that, do not talk to her about this.
因为他所做的是一件美事。
Because for what she has done is a beautiful thing.
他是为我安葬的事情做预备的。
She has made preparations, for my death.
所以你们往普天下去传福音啊，都要述说这个妇人他所做的来做纪念。
And so when you go and preach, you must remember, and talk about what she has done here.
我们在学习服事啊，就是我们能够啊。做一个正确的服事，而且能够成为最美、有价值的服事。
And learning how to serve, we need to learn how to correctly serve as well as to make it the most beautiful service.
所以我们应当有正确的服事的动机、服事的态度跟正确的服事方法。
And so we must have the proper motivation, attitude as well as the correct.
那我们的服事啊，就能够得到主的称赞，成为最美的服事。
So that our service can be praised by God and be a very beautiful praise.
啊，这也是我们参加这个训练最主要的目的。
This is also why we come here to attend the seminar.
我们看到很多人都在做服事的工作。
We see that many people are serving God.
啊，甚至有的人可以有很多恩赐啊，医病赶鬼啊。
Many people have manygifts, they are able to heal the sick or cast out demons.
那最后主耶稣说，你们作恶的人，我根本就不认识你们。
But Jesus may say at the end days, you who practice lawlessness, depart from me, I know you not.
啊，虽然花了那么多的精神啊，服侍一辈子，最后主耶稣说，我根本就不认识你们。
And even though they work so hard, Jesus says at the end, I do not know you.
啊，那这样的服侍啊，就失掉了它的价值。
And so this type of service, it is there is no value.
所以主耶稣说，你们既然称我主啊主啊，
and so Jesus says, since you call me Lord, Lord,
啊，那我所教训你们的，你们怎么没有照着去做呢？
Then why is it the things that I teach you, you do not go and do?
他说我们在敬拜神啊，在服事神。
And so when we worship God, we are
很重要的就是在服事的态度。要正确。
And so it's very important to have a proper attitude when we serve God.
啊，我们再来谈这个施洗约翰的工作。
And so we'll talk about John the Baptist and his service.
主耶稣要开始服事之前呢，施洗约翰做他的先锋。
And before Jesus came out to work, John the Baptist came before him.
圣经里面说啊，约翰是来为主耶稣预备道路的。
And the Bible tells us that John the Baptist came to prepare the way for Jesus.
古代的君王啊，要出去巡视的时候啊，啊，都要有一些人呐，啊，先在前面，啊，为他铺道路。
And so before, in the ancient times, when a king was going to go anywhere, he had people who would come before him and make ready the path.
啊，就现在啊，有些啊国家的元首要出去别的地方去访问。
And even now, when some dignitaries of each country are going to other places,
同样要先派一批人啊，啊去做那个事先的预备工作。
They also send people before them to make all the preparations.
他说耶稣要来到世界呀，也是一样。
And so before Jesus came to this earth, it was also the same.
就差遣施洗约翰呐，啊做他的先锋。
And so John the Baptist was sent before him.
所以这个在圣经里面有预言呐。
And the Bible has a prophecy.
我们看马拉基书三章第一节。
And let's look at Malachi.
马拉基书三章第一节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 1.
马拉基书三章一节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 1.
万军的主说，我要差遣我的使者，在我前面预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。这里谈到两个使者。
Here it talks about two messengers.
一个是叫做立约的使者。
One is the messenger of the covenant.
哦，他突然间会来到他的殿。
He will suddenly come to his temple.
啊，他是众人所寻求、所仰慕的救主。
He is the one in whom the people delight.
所以他会临到世界。
And he will come to the earth.
啊，那之前说啊，在这个主要来之前呢、啊，要差遣使者在我面前预备道路。
But before this, he says that he will send his messenger to prepare the way before me.
所以救主要来到之前呢、啊，还要差遣使者来预备道路。
So before the Savior comes, he is going to send a messenger to prepare the way.
啊，我们看第四章，马拉基书第四章
，Chapter 4, Malachi Chapter 4.
马拉基书四章五节跟六节
，Chapter 4, verse 5 and verse 6.
马拉基书四章五节跟六节
，Malachi Chapter 4, verse 5 and verse 6.
说看哪、啊，神大而可畏，就是未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。第六节
，verse six，
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。啊，这是旧约圣经最后一句话。
And this is the last passage in the Old Testament.
说神大而可畏之日以前啊，就世界末日以前啊。
It says before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, which is to say the last day.
先知以利亚要先来。
That Elijah, the prophet, will come first.
啊，就是让父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers.
啊，这个父亲啊，当然是主的天父。儿女是指着世上的人。
And the father, it refers to God in heaven, and the children refers to the people on this earth.
因为人得罪了神，人离开了神。
Because those the people on earth have sinned and they have departed
from God. 所以人就失掉了儿女的尊贵。
And so man has lost the preciousness of being a child.
啊，那是神借着先知啊来到世界，就是。叫人啊，能够悔改归向神。
But through the prophet, God will send is to have the people repent and to turn back to God.
好像以利亚的时代
，just like during the time of Elijah.
因为亚哈王带着百姓啊离开神呐、啊。
Because King Ahab had brought the people away from God.
他们去拜偶像。
And they had gone to go worship idols.
所以三年六个月没有下雨。
And so for 3 years and 6 months there was no rain.
所以以利亚就唤醒百姓。让他们认识应当敬拜的造天地万物的主宰。
And so Elijah helped them to recognize the God whom they should worship.
所以当他们在加密山上看到神降火把以利亚所献的祭物啊，把它烧掉了。
And so they saw on Mount Carmel that God sent down fire from heaven to burn up the sacrifice which Elijah made.
百姓就伏在地上说：“这位。”才是我们所应当敬拜的神。
And the people all bowed down and said, "The Lord, He is God."
所以他们就把那个假先知啊，把他杀掉了。
And so they killed all the false prophets.
后来以利亚在求雨啊，雨就降在地面上了。
And then Elijah prayed for rain, and the rain came on the earth
again. 因为百姓回头归向神，神的恩典就重新临到世界。
Because the people have returned back to God, then the blessings of God can come upon them again.
所以这里神应许说啊。要把以利亚要先差遣以利亚先来。
And so here it says that God will first send Elijah.
那、啊、这个以利亚在圣经里面呢、啊、有两个地方应验。
And Elijah, it is prophesied in two places in the Bible.
不是真正旧约时代那个以利亚来到世界。
It is not the prophet Elijah from the Old Testament.
而是有以利亚先知跟能力的神的使者。
It is the It is the messenger who has the attitude and power of Elijah.
啊，第一个就是讲施洗约翰。
The first is talking about John the Baptist.
因为耶稣来要传道之前呢、啊，施洗约翰就做他的先锋。
Because before Jesus came to preach, John the Baptist came before him.
啊，来为他开路。
To prepare the way for him.
啊，叫众人要悔改，准备接受主耶稣的救恩。
To tell people to repent, to receive the graces from God.
啊，这个以利亚另外一个应验呢、啊，就是末世真教会。
And the second Elijah is also it is the true church in the end times.
他说：“你看启示录啊，你就能够清楚啊， 他有以利亚的能力啊，跟心智。
And if you look at Revelations, it talks about how it will have the power of Elijah.
啊，可以向世界最后的人呐、啊、传警告啊，叫世人能够归回啊，接纳主耶稣末世的救恩。
And it will preach the last warning to the people so that they can turn back and have them return.
我们看以赛亚书四十章。
Let us look at Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
在以赛亚书六十六章哦，啊，很奇妙，你看可以把它分两大段哦。
And if you look at Isaiah, it has 66 chapters, and it's very interesting because you can split it into two parts.
圣经有旧约三十九卷，新约二十七卷嘛，六十六。
In the Bible, there are 39 books in the Old Testament and 27 books in the New Testament for a total
of 66
books.
以赛亚书也刚好六十六章。
And Isaiah also has 66 chapters.
啊，三十九章啊，谈到旧约啊。
And from chapter 39, it is like the Old Testament.
你看四十章啊，就预言呐、啊，啊，这个旷野的声音呐、啊，就是耶稣的救恩的预言哦。
In verse 40, it starts talking about the voice in the wilderness, which is starting to prophesy about Jesus Christ.
我们看四十章的第三节。
Let's look at chapter 40, verse 3.
四十章第三节。
Chapter 40, verse 3.
有人声喊着说，在旷野预备神的道路。在沙漠地修平我们神的道，第四节。
Verse 4.
一切山洼都要填满，大小山冈都要削平，高高低低的要改为平坦，崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。这里讲到说啊，有人在旷野啊为主预备道路。
Here there's a voice that says that to prepare the way of the Lord.
所以主耶稣要来到人间呢、啊、
？And that so Jesus is getting ready to come to come amongst men.
所以会差遣那个使者来啊，把他前面的道路啊，先把它铺平啊，然后主耶稣开始工作。
And so there will be a messenger to come to make straight the path, and then Jesus will come into his work.
所以约翰啊，就是按照圣经里面的预言啊，啊，照着应许啊，这样来到世界。
And so John, he was according to the prophecies, and that is how he came to this earth.
约翰呢，他的爸爸叫撒加利亚。
And John, his father was Zechariah.
妈妈叫做伊丽莎白。
His mother was named Elizabeth.
啊，他们是跟主耶稣他们家有亲戚关系。
And they were relatives of Jesus' family.
啊，这个撒加利亚夫妇啊，他们是祭司，啊，年纪已经老迈了。
And Zechariah and his wife, they were priests, and they were already advanced in age.
啊，那有一天呢、啊，这个撒加利亚到圣殿里面去献祭的时候
，And one day when Zechariah went to the temple to make an offering,
天使跟他显现呢，说他的妻子要为他生一个孩子。
And an angel came to him and said that your wife will bear a child to you.
啊，这个孩子啊，就是这个旷野的声音，要为主预备道路的。
And the child will be the voice of the one crying in the wilderness to prepare the way for to prepare the way.
所以约翰呢，就是按照这样出生下来。
So this is how John came to be born.
啊，约翰出生的时间大概比主耶稣早半年。
And John was probably born about half a year before Jesus Christ.
啊，后来他虽然是一个祭司家族出生的，本来也可以在耶路撒冷当祭司。
And even though he was born into a family of priests, he could have, according to the law, become a priest.
但是约翰他却到那个旷野的地方啊，啊，过一个非常简朴的生活。
But John went into the wilderness and led a very simple life.
啊，说穿那个骆驼毛的衣服。
And he wore clothes made of camel hair.
那个都是没有经注过的，那个骆驼皮呀、啊，剥下来哈、啊，就套在身上。
And so it's
而且粗糙。
A very very crude clothing.
啊、是很简陋的那一种衣服
very simple clothing
啊, 啊吃的是蝗虫野蜜
and he ate locusts and honey
啊那有的人讲说那个蝗虫啊是煮着另外的植物啦
and some people say that when they say locusts it is something else
不过我觉得说啊应该讲蝗虫野蜜也没有错啦
but I think that if we say that he ateLocusts and wild honey. It
因为蝗虫在圣经里面它是洁净的动物可以吃。
Because according to the Bible, locusts are a clean animal that can be eaten.
可以蹦跳啊。
Because they can jump off
the ground. 不会被地板它吸引，所以可以跳起来的。
They're not stuck on the ground, so they can jump, and so you can eat them.
啊，所以在那个野地当中啊， 找一些野生的东西用蝗虫吃野蜜来过一种非常简单非常朴素的生活。
And so he lived this life that is very simple, eating locusts and wild honey.
好，所以我们看到那个以利亚的时候也是一样。
We see Elijah, it was the same thing.
好啊，这个约翰啊，他就是这样的装扮，这样的生活啊。
And we see that John, this is how he lived, and he lived.
啊，生活在那个旷野当中啊，叫人要悔改接受洗礼。准备领受主耶稣的救恩。
And he lived in the wilderness and told people to repent and to be baptized and to receive the salvation from God.
所以约翰啊，他的工作就是要人悔改。
And so John, his purpose was to get people to repent.
所以我们看到说啊，约翰相当勇敢哦。
And so we see that John was very brave.
虽然有一些撒都该人、法利赛人来。
And so even though some Sadducees and Pharisees came,
约翰就斥责他们说你们要悔改要有好果子不是光光受洗就好了。
And John told them that you must repent and you must bear good fruits.
要有好行为跟你们悔改的心相称。
You must have good actions that are according to your repentance.
说如果不悔改的话好像树在那个斧头在树头上了，就要被砍掉了。
And if you do not repent, you are like a tree that is on the chopping block.
所以他叫众人悔改。
And so he told all men to repent.
所以主耶稣曾经在讲说，约翰他不是那个风吹动的芦苇。
And so the Bible says that John is not like the reed that is blown by the wind.
那个芦苇细细长长的所以风一吹，吹哪里它就倒哪里。
And so reeds, they are blown very easily by the wind because they are very thin.
就是没有办法。挺得住就是没有骨气
And they do not have,
就是没有办法坚持原则了
They cannot stand.
那个好像那个芦苇吹动着摇摇晃晃的。
And they just get blown around by the wind.
约翰做事情是很有原则的。
And John, he had very, He was very
principled. 他斥责罪恶是相当勇敢的。
And he spoke against evil very straightforward.
所以当时的叙利王把他弟弟的妻子就把他娶来了。
And so when King Herod took his brother's wife,
约翰就指责他，你这样娶你兄弟的太太，这是不对的。
And John criticized him, saying that this is not right to go and take your brother's wife.
后来叙利非常恼恨就把他抓来，就把他关在监狱里面。
King Herod was very angry and he put him into prison.
甚至最后他为着这个事情被砍头
Because of this, he was also beheaded at the end.
但是耶稣说约翰是不是那个风吹动的芦苇
But Jesus said that John is not a reed blown by the wind.
他为真理有坚持真理的那种勇气。
He has the bravery to stand up for the truth.
就是伤掉生命他都不怕。
Even though he is going to give his life, he is not afraid.
我们现在有些人随随便便无所谓
Sometimes,
不敢坚持真理。
Sometimes today we have people who are more wishy-washy and do not stand firm in the truth.
就好像那个风吹动的芦苇一样。
They are like a reed blown around in the wind.
约翰对自己本身的角色很清楚。他所要扮演的角色
，no。And Jesus, John.
对，约翰。
And so John knew his role very well.
好，我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at John chapter one.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter one.
十九节。
Verse 19.
约翰福音第一章十九节。
John chapter one, verse 19.
应按所做的见证记在下面犹太人从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里问他说你是谁二十节
Verse 20
他就明说并不隐瞒明说我不是基督二十一节
Verse 21
那么又问他说你是谁呢以利亚吗他说我不是是那先知吗他回答说不是你到底是谁
Verse 22
好二十五节
，verse 25，
他们就问他说：“你既不是基督，不是以利亚，不是那先知那你为什么施洗呢？”好，他们就问约翰了：“你到底是什么角色
？”And so they're asking John, what is your role?
好，到底是以利亚吗？是 先知吗？是基督吗？他说我不是。
Are you Elijah? Are you the prophet? Are you the Christ? And he said no.
我们看二十三节。
Let's look at verse 23.
一章二十三节。
Verse 24. And here, John says that he is the one that the prophet Isaiah had spoke about, saying,
在旷野啊，啊，在那边呼喊的那个声音呐、啊。
He is the voice of one crying in the wilderness.
啊，为主预备道路的那一个人呐、啊。
The one who makes straight the way of the Lord.
所以他说，我不是那个基督， he says 我不是那个先知，我就是那个声音呐、啊。
He said that he is not the Christ, he is not the prophet, he is the one, he is this.Prophet who is making way the straight the way of the Lord.
为主预备道路的那个声音。
He's the voice, that makes straight the way of the Lord.
所以他对自己的角色很清楚。
And so he very clearly knew his own role.
我们再看一章二十六节。
And then let's look at chapter 1, verse 26.
一章二十六节。
Verse
26. 约翰回答说：“我用水施洗。”但有一位站在你们中间，你们不认识的，就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。好、哦，这里讲到，众人问他说：“你是不是那个基督？是不是先知啊？”
And so here, they have asked him, "Is he the prophet or Elijah?"
啊，然后你既然不是，为什么在施洗？
And since you are not, why do you baptize?
他说啊，我是用水施洗。
And John says that I baptize with water.
啊，但是有一位啊，后来的啊，他要用圣灵施洗。
But there is one coming who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
啊，虽然比我晚来，但是他比我大。
And even though he is coming after me, he is greater than me.
他的能力比我大。
His power is greater than mine.
啊，因为我主用水施洗，他要用圣灵。
Because I only baptize with the water, but he will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire.
他说我跟他解鞋带啊，我都不配。
And I am not even worthy to loose his sandal strap.
表示说我做他的仆人啊，我都不配啊。
Which means that I am unworthy to be his servant.
因为他的位分啊，非常的伟大。
Because his position is so great.
好、哦。啊，虽然这样啊。约翰在向众人做见证啊，很多人啊就到那里去啊，接受他的洗礼。
And so John was preaching like this, and many people came to him to be baptized.
我们看马可福音第一章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章啊。
Mark chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
一章第四节
，Chapter 1 verse 4。
照这个话，约翰来了，在旷野施洗，传悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。好，这里讲到约翰在传悔改的洗礼。
Here John is preaching the baptism of repentance.
啊，叫人要悔改，接受洗礼。
He's telling people to repent and be baptized.
啊，当然这个赦罪啊，约翰的洗礼是不是有赦罪的功效？
And so there's a question, does John the Baptist's baptism have the power to forgive sins?
我们知道这个约翰的洗礼跟旧约时代的献祭的礼仪是同样的功效。
We know that John the Baptist's baptism has the same effect as the sacrifices in the Old Testament.
所以旧约时代啊，他们杀牛杀羊在献祭咯。
And so in the Old Testament, they killed the cows and sheep and sacrificed them.
啊，在耶稣的救恩还没有完成以前，他们是这样做。
And this is what they did before the salvation of Jesus Christ was completed.
啊，当然那样的做法是有功效的。
And of course, it has some effect.
啊，但是耶稣的救恩完成以后啊，啊就不再杀牛杀羊了。
But after Jesus' salvation is complete, there is no need to kill the sheep and
所以约翰的悔改的洗礼最主要的就是要人来悔改接受耶稣的救恩、啊、
And so John, his baptism is mostly to repent of their sins and to come and accept Jesus Christ.
好像旧约的礼仪、啊、就是要成全在主耶稣的身上一样。旧约的礼仪也要成全在 耶稣的身上。Fulfill.
So just as
旧约的那些礼啊，
just as
祭司的那一些。
The requirements of the Old Testament will be fulfilled through Jesus.
啊，所以如果约翰的洗，接受约翰的洗礼。
And so they need to receive the baptism of John.
结果在主耶稣的救恩完成以前就离世了。
And those, so those who received the baptism of John and then died before
那些人可以得救。
Those people could be saved.
啊，但是如果他们活到主耶稣的救恩完成，他们要重新接受主耶稣受罪的洗礼。
But if they lived until Jesus' salvation was completed, then they needed to be baptized.
好，所以约翰的洗礼的功效就跟旧约献祭的礼仪是一样的。
So the effectiveness of John the Baptist's baptism is the same as sacrifices.
使徒行传十九章里面谈到有一些约翰的门徒嘛。
In Acts chapter 19, it talks about some of the disciples of John.
后来保罗就叫他们要重新受洗。
And then Paul told them that they needed to get baptized again.
因为要约翰只是悔改的洗礼，主耶稣的救恩完成了，要重新接受受罪的洗礼。
Because the baptism of John was only the baptism of repentance, and after Jesus died, then they had to receive baptism for remission.
他说我们谈到这里，知道说啊，约翰他很知道自己的角色。他不是基督，而是那个声音。
And so we know from here that John knows his position very well. He is not the prophet, but he is the voice.
啊，所以他为众人做见证。
And so he makes witness to all the people.
啊，把耶稣啊显明给众人。
And to manifest Jesus to all the people.
所以当后来主耶稣来到约旦河接受约翰的洗礼。
And so when Jesus came to John to be baptized in the River Jordan.
约翰说：“我本来应该接受你的洗礼，你怎么到我这里来呢
？”And so John said, "Why is it that you are coming to me to be baptized? I should be baptized by you."
主耶稣说：“我们理当尽，你暂且许我，我们理当尽诸般的义。
”And Jesus said that,
那个英文怎么讲？啊，马太文第三章嘛。
Look at Matthew chapter 3.
三章的十五节。
In chapter 3, verse 15. And Jesus answered him and said, Permit it to be so, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
好。主耶稣说啊，我们应当完成所有该尽的那个义，该做的事情啊，该尽的本分都要尽。
And so Jesus says that they need to fulfill all righteousness.
所以耶稣啊，我说他从出生开始啊，每一个啊神所交代要做的一些本分啊，都完全照做。
And so, like we said earlier, Jesus, from when he was born, he has fulfilled all the obligations and duties that he has.
所以神既然差遣约翰啊，在那边施洗叫人悔改。
And so, since Jesus, God sent John to baptize people for their repentance.
虽然耶稣自己本身没有罪啊，但是他也给我们留下一个榜样，接受约翰的洗礼。
Even though Jesus does not have any sins, he left us an example to receive the baptism of John.
啊，这个就是为着要尽诸般的义啊。
And this is so that they may fulfill all the righteousness.
也就是所有啊该做的啊正义的事情，那个该行的义的事情啊，完全都要。
Which means that they do all the things that are right that they ought to do.
我们看到这主耶稣在一生当中啊，这也是他一生的行事原则。
And we look at Jesus' life. This is also how he did everything.
凡是和神旨意的事情，他完全都照做啊，他没有打错课的。
Everything according to God's plan, he did 100%.
所以魔鬼试探他，也是要试探他，你是不是能够尽诸般的义
？And so, when Satan was tempting Jesus, it was also to make sure that he can to fulfill the righteousness.
我们今天也是一样啊，我们是不是能够把神要求我们的义啊，都能够照着去做
？And so today it is the same. Are we able to fulfill the righteousness which God is wanting of us?
啊，所以后来约翰就为主耶稣洗礼。
And so John baptized Jesus.
他说从水里上来
And it says that when he had come up from the water,
天就开了,
the heavens opened.
圣灵就好像鸽子降在耶稣身上,
and the Spirit of God came down like a dove.
所以天上有声音说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的,
and the voice comes from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
所以约翰后来就向众人宣告啊,
and,
这是神的羔羊啊,
and so later, John proclaimed that this is the Lamb of God. Let's look back at John chapter 1. John chapter 1,
29节.
Verse 29. John chapter 1, verse 29.
他说啊，次日约翰看见耶稣来到那里， 就说，看哪，神的羔羊， 除去世人罪孽的， 他就向众人宣告说， 这个是神为人预备的羔羊。
So he proclaims that this is the Lamb of God.
这个羔羊是什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
因为逾越节的时候，犹太人杀羔羊，把血抹在那个门上。Because
during the Passover, the Israelites killed sheep and they put the blood on the doorposts.
所以埃及人啊，长子头胎生出通通被杀。And
so the Egyptians, all their firstborn were killed.
唯有以色列人，因为他们有羔羊的血，所以保全生命。
But the Israelites who had the blood around the doorpost, that their lives were spared.
所以表人都有罪啊，是该死的。
This means that all men have sinned and should be killed.
因为耶稣就是神所预备啊，除罪的羔羊。
But Jesus is the prepared, he's the prepared Lamb of God.
他要为人类被钉十字架，被杀，流血来赎罪。
He's going to be crucified on the cross and die for mankind to let his blood flow.
然后约翰说，我先前不认识他。
And John said that I did not know him.
然后那个差我来用水洗礼的告诉我。
But that he,
差我来用水施洗的告诉我。
But he who sent me to baptize with water said to me,
圣灵降在谁的身上, 谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
约翰为耶稣施洗的时候, 圣灵降下来。
And so when Jesus, when John baptized Jesus, the Holy Spirit came down.
他就向众人证明啊, 这就是神的羔羊, 他就是神的儿子。
And so he testified that this is the Lamb of God, this is the Son of God.
后来有约翰的门徒啊, 听到约翰的见证啊, 他们就跟随主耶稣去了。
And so there were some disciples of John who, when they heard this, started following Jesus.
后来啊, 有人跟耶稣讲, 跟约翰讲。
And some people told John later.
说耶稣也开始啊, 耶稣的门徒也开始洗礼了。
And then they told John that Jesus' disciples are also starting to baptize him.
很多人啊,都跑到主耶稣那里去了。
And many people have gone to see Jesus instead.
约翰啊,没有因为说啊,他的人都跑到主耶稣那里去啊,而感到不高兴。
And John was not unhappy that many people had left from him and gone to Jesus.
他讲了一句话,
he said one thing.
也很值得我们学习。
That is also very worthy of us to learn
from.
John chapter 3, verse 28.
John chapter 3, verse 27. 你们自己可以给我做见证 29节。
And so we see from here that John truly knew his own role very clearly.
而且啊, 非常的谦卑忠心所本分。
And he was very humbly accepting his own position.
虽然他的门徒啊, 都跑到耶稣那里去了。
Even though his own disciples had gone to follow Jesus.
虽然很多人啊, 都去耶稣那里洗礼了。
Even though many people had gone to Jesus to receive baptism.
但他说啊, 不是从神赏赐的人, 就没有办法做什么。
But he said that a man can do nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven.
他说啊, 我就是为耶稣做见证的, 我奉差遣就为他做见证的。
He says that I am here to bear witness for the Christ.
啊, 所以, 起心腹的是新郎。
And he says that he who has the bride is the bridegroom.
当然了，这个新入住就是教会啊，新郎就是主的耶稣啊。
And so the bride, it is the church, and the bridegroom is Jesus.
所以约翰说，我就是新郎的朋友啊。
John says that he is the friend of the bridegroom.
所以当新郎的朋友听到新郎的声音啊，众人啊在那边欢呼，当然哦，我是新郎的朋友，也是跟着他一起高兴，一起喜乐啊。
And so the friend of the bridegroom will greatly rejoice when he hears the bridegroom's voice.
所以不会因为人都跑到耶稣那里去啊，而他感到气馁或者。 有什么不喜欢的，不高兴的地方？
And so he was not unhappy because all the people had gone to follow Jesus.
然后他说，他会兴旺，我会衰微。
And then he said that he must increase, but I must decrease.
因为主要就是我是替他开路的，现在他的救恩实现了。Because
I was here to open the way for him, and now his salvation has come.
这是要带给世人福气的。
And this is something to give blessings to all of mankind.
我的工作已经，我的使命已经完成了，当然我的任务啊，就慢慢的就消失掉了。
And so my job has already been completed, so I must slowly decrease.
所以他必兴旺，我必衰微啊。
So he must increase, but I must decrease.
所以谦卑自己，把主耶稣啊显明出来给众人。
And so he humbles himself in order to exalt Jesus Christ to all the other people.
就是。 约翰啊，他所扮演的一个非常重要的一个角色。And so
this is the very important role that John played.
所以我们每一个服侍神的人呐，都要认识我们自己本身的本分。And
so every one of us who serves God, we must know our own duties.
所以保罗说啊，我们不是传扬我们自己。And
so John says that we are not preaching ourselves.
我们乃是要高举耶稣基督的名。
Paul said this, and we are here to exalt the name of God.
我们看哥林多后书第四章。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我们既蒙怜悯，受了这个职分，不伤胆。第二节。
Verse 2.
来将那暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道，主将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建立个人的良心。第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
第五节，我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因为耶稣做你们的仆人。所以保罗对自己的
So Paul also knew his role very clearly.
And
so some people said that I am of Paul or I am of Apollos.
保罗说啊，我们什么时候啊，你们哪一个人啊，是奉我保罗的名受洗的？
And then so Paul says, which of you was baptized in my name?
我们所相信的是耶稣基督啊，我们都是神的仆人来引导你们信主。
Who we believe in is Jesus Christ. We are just bondservants here to help you.
所以我们既然领受了这个职分啊，就忠心啊，能够不行诡诈，能够真诚的把神的道理表明出来。
And so since we have received this position, we must
我们只是传扬耶稣基督啊，因为他才是唯一的救主。
And we just preach Jesus Christ because he is the Savior.
我们不传自己的。
We do not preach of ourselves.
我们只是基督的仆人。
We are bondservants of Christ.
这是我们应当分辨的一个非常重要的角色。
And this is something that a very important role we must realize.
但是我们看到说，约翰的工作，主耶稣很肯定。
But we see that the work of John, Jesus was very sure of it.
我们看马太福音11章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音11章。
Matthew chapter 11.
11章前面是约翰已经下监了。In
Matthew chapter 11, John has already been put into prison.
所以他就请人来问主耶稣。
And so he sent people to ask Jesus.
因为他可能想说，我替你做先锋啊，怎么？ 我最后的结局，反而被关在监狱里面。
And so he may have been thinking, how is it that I am the one who opens the way for you, and I'm going to be in jail?
所以他就派两个人去问啊，我们所要等候的是你还是别人呢？
And so he sent two disciples to ask Jesus, are you the coming one, or do we look for another?
啊，耶稣就告诉他们说，你们把手 看见的事情告诉约翰。
And Jesus says, go and tell John the things which you hear and see.
行了很多神迹啊，瞎子看见，瘸腿走路，长大麻风得洁净，死人复活。
The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up.
他说啊，还不要因为我跌倒了就有福气了。
And blessed is he who is not offended because of me.
所以借着主耶稣所行的，让约翰能够确定，他就是他们所仰望的。
And so through everything that Jesus has done, John can be very sure that Jesus is the one he was waiting for.
当这两个约翰的门徒回去了以后啊，主耶稣就谈到这个施洗约翰的事情。
And after the disciples left, then Jesus began to talk about John the Baptist.
他说你们到旷野要看什么呢？看那个芦苇吗？
He says, what did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind?
穿细软衣服的人吗？
A man clothed in soft garments.
那些穿很贵重的那细软衣服的都是在王宫里面呢。
Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in the king's houses.
你们是不是到那个旷野的地方要看先知呢？
But what did you go out to see? A prophet?
是的，他是先知，没有错。
Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet.
但是耶稣说他比先知大多了。
And he is much more than a prophet.
我们看十一节。
Verse 11.
十一章十一节。
Chapter 11, verse 11.
我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。然而天国里最小的比他还大。十二节。
Verse 12.
从施洗约翰的时候啊，到如今，天国是努力进去的，努力的人就得着了。十三节。
Verse 13.
因为众先知和律法说预言到约翰为止。
Verse 14.
你们若肯领受，这个人就是那应当来的以利亚。所以主耶稣在这里啊，非常肯定以利亚所做的工作。
And so here Jesus is very sure of the work which Elijah will perform.
你们虽然知道他是先知，没有错了。
He says, yes, you know he is a prophet, you are not wrong.
事实上啊，他比先知大多了。
But he is much more than a prophet.
因为所有众先知啊。最后说预言是到那个约翰为止。
Because all the prophets came until John.
所以约翰是旧约时代最后的一个先知。
And so he is the last prophet of the Old Testament.
而且他的角色是为主耶稣做先锋的。
And he is also his role is also to be the voice, to open the way for Jesus Christ.
所以他的工作很重要，很伟大。
And so his work is very important, it is very great.
妇人所生的没有一个大过施洗约翰。
And he says that among those born to women, there is not risen one greater than John the Baptist.
但是天国里面的最小的都比他还大。
But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
这什么意思啊？
What does this mean?
为什么意思？
What does it mean?
所以旧约里面约翰算最大的先知了。
And so in the Old Testament, John the Baptist was considered the greatest prophet.
但是在神国里面的就是新约的信徒啊。
But in the kingdom of heaven, which is to say the New Testament,
因为两种的身份不一样。
The status is different.
旧约是仆人嘛。
Old Testament is servants.
新约时代是神的儿子嘛。
New Testament is the children of God.
所以儿子的身份再小都比仆人大嘛。
And so no matter how small the child is, it is still greater than the least, the
greatest
servant.
这个不是说约翰，就是耶稣特别强调约翰的角色很重要了。
But this is just Jesus emphasizing that the role of John the Baptist is very great.
而且说他就是那个将要来的那个以利亚。
And he said that he is the Elijah who is to come.
因为他有以利亚的心智跟能力。
Because he has Elijah's mindset and his ability.
我们再看这个约翰福音的第十章哈，我们最后看一节。约翰福音第十章。
John chapter ten。
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter ten。
四十一节。
Verse 41。
先看四十节了。
Let's first look at verse 40。
约翰福音十章四十节。
John chapter ten verse 40。
耶稣又往约旦河去，到了约翰起初施洗的地方，就住在那里。四十一节。
Verse
41。有许多人来到他那里，他们说啊，约翰一件神迹没有行过，但约翰主着这人所说的一切话都是真的。
42.
在那里信耶稣的人就多了。这里讲到这个约翰的角色能够得到众人的认定。
And here it talks about how the role of John is able to be
虽然他一件神迹都没有行过,
was recognized, even though he did not perform any signs.
因为我们看到说旧约的那些先祖很多都行了很多的神迹。
We see many Old Testament prophets, they perform many signs.
但是说约翰一生当中没有行过一件神迹。
But John performed no signs.
还有那个角色就是为耶稣预备的。
Because his role is to prepare the way for Jesus.
所以把耶稣引荐给众人，让众人知道这就是神的羔羊。
So he brought Jesus before the people and proclaimed him to be the Lamb of God.
但是众人说，他对耶稣所讲的一切话都是真实的。But
they said that all the things that John spoke were about this man were true.
结果因为这样，很多人就去信耶稣了。And
because of this, many people believed in Jesus.
他说我们每一个人在 神所拣选的服事的工作的角色不太一样。And
so every one of us, our role is slightly different.
好像保罗说，有的是撒种的，有的是浇灌的。Like
Paul said, there are some people who plant and some who water.
我们每一个人要认清我们自己的角色，神要我们做什么。And
so we must recognize our own role. What does God want us to do?
我们不要超过我们自己本身的半分。
We should not go beyond our own ability.
我们对别人的角色，我们也能够肯定。
And we must also be sure of other people's roles.
你看旧约的那些先知啦，一直到使徒约翰，主耶稣都肯定他们所做的工作。
You look at the Old Testament, all the prophets from until John the Baptist, Jesus was very affirmed of their.
就是使徒约翰一件神迹都没有行过，但是众人也认定说。 他对耶稣所做的这个预言的工作也是真实的。And
even though John did not perform any miracles, all the people were able to believe in everything that he said.
所以我们要确认自己的角色，也能够肯定同工别人他的工作。And
so we must be sure of our own role and then be also able to affirm the roles of others.
这是我们从使徒约翰的身上所学习到的。
This is what we can learn from John the Baptist.
我们一起默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.